For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
It's 9 o'clock, our On the House hour, where we spend the hour talking about something on the house. And by house, we mean something on the property, because occasionally we do wander into the backyard, as most homes do have. And we're going to wander right into a big splash with Arizona Pool Water Recycling. Good morning. We've got, if you're a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, you can sign up at RosieOnTheHouse.com. It's an email we send out on Thursday, and it gives you a preview to what's coming up on Saturday's broadcast, along with our article for the week. And you can read, kind of get you a preview about what's going on. And the blogs do have a lot of content in them, but then we get to spend the whole hour here Saturday mornings live talking about it and take your calls. We've already got questions that have come in by email that we'll be getting to after we introduce the topic and run through it at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. To join the conversation, you can text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Well, you know, we just got the helicopter tour of the CAP. Sure looks like a lot of water to me.
It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
66,000 horsepower pumps sucking it out of a giant straw from the Colorado River and sending it through Arizona all the way down to Tucson. Lots of water. But what do they say? Enough to use, not enough to waste. So the folks we have in the studio this morning are an excellent demonstration of not wasting water. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us in.
Swimming pool water recycling.
Yes, sir.
Never even heard of that.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
It's
how did y'all get invented?
I've personally been in the swimming pool industry since the 90s. I started in retail and moved into pool service, and I like to try to stay educated with the industry. Whether that's a magazine, which back then it was magazines, and then the internet comes in. And probably back in about 2013, I stumbled across an article that was trying to sell a process that gives you better water in your pool without draining it and throwing it away. And it obviously intrigued me. So I dug deeper into it and found this process over out of California, and it's called the Pure Pool Process. And it's a trailer-mounted high-pressure reverse osmosis filtration system that takes the place of a drain and refill.
Because the swimming pool industry, for years, would recommend you do exactly that. Completely empty your pool.
Yes.
And refill it every few years, 4 years, 5 years.
If you want to geek out like me on chemistry, I could show you arguments that Arizona probably shouldn't even have swimming pools, because the chemistry can get so out of balance in less than a year's time. And so we call ourselves an extreme environment. And we've kind of adopted, we'll take that water to, sounds bad to say this, but a worse quality and still call it acceptable, because otherwise we would be throwing away all of that water nonstop, every year, every 2 years, every 3 years. If you go into the pool store, a lot of times you'll hear the mentality of let's drain it every 2 to 3 years is pretty common.
Now, legally, where can I drain that to?
That's different in every municipality.
Is it really?
You get into, and it changes every year. When I lived in Chandler, our pool there, I was getting ready to drain it, and they changed their rules. You used to be able to drain into the street if you got a permit. And then they just said, well, there's no more permits, but there's also no draining to the streets. You got to find your clean-out drain. So if you have a clean-out drain, it works great. But if you don't, what do? You see them doing it in ways that they're not supposed to do it.
And that was start the pump when the sun goes down. And
you've heard that before.
And go, oops.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
So it is one of those things that... like I said, each city will pull up. We have a pool service business that has drained many pools through the years. And what I'll find myself doing is grabbing a cell phone and looking up the current rules for that city and see if you can actually drain it to the street, or can you clean it to the drain out. There are municipalities in the valley that don't want it in either place.
Right.
So you're stuck.
Yeah. Seriously.
So enter high-pressure reverse osmosis filtration where you can strip it clean.
And a pool is going to be 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 gallons.
Right.
So your system, when you're done, I like your comment. It's like filling your swimming pool with bottled water.
Right.
It's that pure.
Right. Same concept. You have, many of you at home have a system under your sink that strips the water clean. You brush your teeth in the morning, you can smell the chloramines in your tap water. And many of the Rosie on the House partners offer that type of a service to clean your drinking water.
Right.
We're doing the same thing with a pool. We're doing a high-pressure reverse osmosis. That's the difference, is the high pressure. The system under your sink, they do have pressurized units available that will use, or actually, they'll have less waste. When we go to high pressure, you're talking about a 66 horsepower, or what was it?
66,000
horsepower
pumps.
Well, I thought we had a big pump on our rig. It's 15 horsepower. So...
You were talking about geeking out. I wasn't going to sideline with this, but yeah. You seem like you would enjoy this kind of information. So I did the math on that.
Yes.
And the cubic feet of water, it moves. And according to the Pool Association, there's about 612,000 pools in Arizona that average 13,000 gallons.
Right.
So those pumps would fill all those pools in 30 seconds.
Wow. That's cool.
28.
That's moving some water there.
I'm sorry, 29 acre feet of water is what it would take to fill up those 612,000 pools, and they could do it in 30 seconds.
So Bruce over in California, the guy that built my trailer, I tell about version 2, if you're going to build one, let's get one of those pumps so we can do these pools a little faster.
Oh, my goodness. So you're pressurizing water through a giant RO filter.
Right.
And reintroducing it to the pool.
Exactly.
So we're not having to worry about drain-off regulations.
There's still a amount of waste. So think of just like your RO system for your drinking water. Typically, they're going to run that waste line into, I think ours goes into our laundry room chute. So there's still a matter of waste. If we're going to remove what we're going to refer to as total dissolved solids, we still have to get it out somehow. And water is the carrier.
You backwash your filters.
Essentially. So there is amount of waste going through a garden hose during the process. So if we don't have a place to put it based on a municipality's regulation, we can put it on property. A lot of times we'll have a dirt driveway. We'll hook up a sprinkler and just irrigate the driveway while we're doing this. If we can do a sewer clean out drain, we'll do that. If we have to, there's been times where even water companies have hauled off the wastewater and they'll dispose of it with whatever they need to do. Maybe it's dust control at a construction site. Whatever we can do to save that water.
But you're saving 80% of what's there.
It's very relevant to how old that water is.
Oh,
the worse
okay.
the water, the more the waste.
Okay,
if we get a homeowner who never wanted to drain that pool, and they haven't for 20 years.
Yeah.
We may have more waste because there's more total dissolved solids. If we get somebody who's cared for their pool and has done it every couple of years, we'll have less waste. We might have 10% waste. We might have 20 or 30% waste. It's relevant to how bad that water is that we're starting with. And then if we can stay on top of it through the years, that waste is less, obviously. But those 20-year-old water pools, they're going to have a little bit more waste.
And when you're talking total dissolved solids, does our monsoon and dust storms factor into that?
Everything. Anything that goes in that pool, those monsoons blow a lot of that dust. It could be carrying farm fertilizers, all kinds of particulate matter. And yes, that's going to increase that TDS measurement.
And when we're recycling our pool water and getting it back to our drinking water quality, do you just leave it alone, or do you have to then start your chemical treatments again?
Like I said, it's just like a drain and refill replacement. If we're going to drain a pool and fill it with a garden hose, we have to start over with our chemistry. If we're going to strip it clean with the RO system, we still have to start over with our chemistry. So if it's, for example, a saltwater pool, we're going to remove probably 90% of the salt in that pool. So we're going to have to resalt that water because essentially it's new water. Even though it's the old water, we've made it new. We've made it better than new because it's better than the city's tap water in most cases.
Wow.
There's times we test.
How long does this take? I mean, you do this by pulling a trailer up to the property and all the equipment that's needed is right inside that trailer?
Everything's in the trailer. We are running off of a large generator, and so we're not using your homeowner's power. We do need water for the makeup water. What waste we have, we do call water from the hose bib, so the pool stays full this whole entire process. But as far as everything on the trailer, we pull up in a trailer. We need a place to park it. Most cases, your question is, how long does this take? In a situation where it's a 13,000 average pool like we see here in Arizona, that's something where we can do it. If the water's not terribly old, we can do it in a business day. But because of schedules, oftentimes what the process is, we'll pull that trailer up, set it up, and we'll leave it overnight. It'll shut down. It's all computerized. It actually is able to send text messages to us. It's a smart device.
So how's the water? If nobody's there, how's the water from the hose bib? Is it not overflowing the pool? Or
So, again, it's computer controlled. And so that hose connects to the side of the trailer on a bulkhead.
So it doesn't go into the pool.
No.
It just connects to the trailer.
It's all part into the trailer.
Got it.
And it's computer controlled. So when the system shuts down, it closes a valve, much like an irrigation valve. So when your irrigation system waters your grass or your plants and then it shuts down, same concept inside our trailer.
Talking pool water recycling with Arizona. Get this, pool water recycling.
All right, head them up and move them out. It's Ford Truck Month at Sanderson Ford. Now, they've got a herd of Rangers now in the stalls at Sanderson Ford. And Sanderson Ford is having a Ranger Roundup sale. Ride one out for only $28.99. Now, if you want a little more beef, how about a Ford Raptor? It's a Raptor Stampede with 35 now available in various colors and packages.
27.
They're down to 27. Uh-huh. So y'all are listening to me. Very good. Now, if you're not into trucks, giddy up and get yourself a Ford Mustang, starting at only $22.99. They have a corral of 43 ponies to choose from. So head into Arizona's largest Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford, and head out in a new Ford. Hey, listen, folks, this is Sanderson Ford Country. Go pick yourself up one.